Open your Bibles to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through 14. Philippians 3, beginning with verse 12. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. I don't know how many of you have taken a look at our calendar recently, but we are already in the month of September. More than two-thirds of our year is gone. You know, for some reason, to me, 2019 is racing by faster than any other year I can remember. And very soon, this year will come to a close. In many ways, we're already beginning to think about the year 2020. I dare say that some of you now are formulating Christmas lists for the end of 2019. You may be even formulating plans for 2020, which is now only 4 months away. You know, the year 2020 is sort of a unique year for me. It gives me my very first option for retirement, because this year in 2020, I will be 62. Now, I have to tell you, I have dreamed of many birthdays in my life. I dreamed about turning 16 so I could drive a car. I dreamed about turning 18 and I'd graduate high school. I dreamed about turning 21 because that is legal adulthood for a man. I dreamed, believe it or not, about turning 25. Y'all know what's unique about 25? Your car insurance goes down. And I've dreamed about different years. You know, I've dreamed about how old am I going to be during the year 2000. I was 42 when that hit. And I thought about that for years, you know. And you think about things like this. But I've never dreamed of being 62. And now, it's a reality, almost. AARP has been calling me a senior citizen for years. When Pat and I had just turned 55. I think she was 52. And we went to the Captain D's to eat supper one night. And they handed us a senior citizen's discount. I didn't know whether to be happy about that or sad. You know, there are a lot of people in this room who are a lot older than I am that will say, wait and see. And there are a few of you in here that are actually younger than I am, and I can say, wait and see. But regardless of where we are in life, Philippians 3, the passage that I just read, should remind us we're still here. We are still on this side of eternity. And therefore, we need to press on for a prize that Paul said is far greater than anything we could ever receive while we are here. And that prize, of course, is receiving the call of God in Jesus Christ. You know, Paul was able to do this. He had a formula for success as an apostle, as a teacher, as a preacher, as a Christian. And as we enter the last third of 2019, there's no better time for us to follow this formula that was very successful for the Apostle Paul in his Christian life. And I want to share that it's a two-part formula, and I want to share that with you this evening. The first half of that formula is, as our text has stated, forget the past. You know, dwelling on certain things in the past can hinder us in our progress in the future, particularly in a spiritual way. Dwelling on past sins can keep us from growing as a Christian. We make a mistake, we commit a sin, we ask for forgiveness, and then we can't forgive ourselves. You know, sometimes we are handed this by other Christians. We make that mistake and we commit that sin and ask for forgiveness. And then, for the most part, people will forgive you of what you have done wrong. Except there's always that few that just simply cannot forgive. And every time you walk into view, your past sins is the first thing that will come to their mind. They can't let it go. Something that you have done. And they can't forgive you. I have to tell you, my friends, I don't want to be in these people's shoes on Judgment Day. Because they have failed. They have failed in the commandment that has been given to us by Jesus Himself. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. We need to be sure that when we have a brother or a sister, ask for your forgiveness. Or even if they don't ask for it, we must maintain an element of a forgiving heart in our lives to be accepted by Jesus Christ. And as bad as that behavior is, it's even worse when you bring your own sins into view and you cannot forgive yourself. How many times do we browbeat ourselves over something that we have done 5, 10, 20, 30, even more than that years ago? And we can't let it rest that we did this thing, even though we have come before our Lord and we have asked Him to forgive us. We can't forgive ourselves. You know, Paul kept reminding people at Colossae and Ephesus that we have the forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus. In Colossians 1:14 and again in Ephesians 1 verse 7, Paul said, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. And then John says it in 1 John 2 and verse 12, I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven. God has forgiven you of your sins. And you need to forgive yourself. And if you see that God has forgiven the sins of a friend, a relative, you need to forgive them too. Our whole fiber of Christianity is built upon forgiveness. We must forgive one another to be forgiven by God. You know, dwelling on that can hinder us from growing as a Christian. Dwelling on things that we did not accomplish can hinder us in our Christian progress. Dwell on the things that we have done wrong. We convince ourselves that things will never work out, that things will always turn bad. You know people like that? That they cannot be positive in anything, shape, form, or fashion. They can't look at life in a positive manner. I know people like that. My grandmother was that way. She was this way about the weather. She was always afraid of the weather. And it didn't matter what kind of day we were having, that she'd find something wrong with it. She'd always say, oh yeah, but look at them clouds in the sky. That's going to rain. And there wasn't even rain clouds. One day I went out there to her house, and it was an absolute perfect day. And I said, Mama, it is a perfect day. Isn't this a beautiful day? And she looked out the window, and she said, oh, yeah, but just think what it's going to be like tomorrow. And she couldn't get past her mind that negativity. And she wasn't just that way with the weather. She was that way with a lot of things. And she went to her grave that way. And it's so sad. We convince ourselves that things can never work out. You know, the Apostle Paul had disappointments in the past, but he didn't dwell on them. He didn't dwell upon his former life of persecuting the church. In fact, he used it as a tool to encourage other people to live for Christ. He didn't think about all the times that he taught against Jesus. He learned from his mistakes. You know, another thing Paul didn't dwell on, it was his past accomplishments. And that's another thing that can hold us back. We think about on what we have done, and that we think we have done enough. You know, Paul, he had a lot of accomplishments in life. He had received the highest position in the Jewish religion. He had successfully studied under one of the greatest teachers of the law. But yet he didn't let that stop him from pressing on. We need to forget that which is behind us, my friends, and press on. Whether it be accomplishments, disappointments, failures, whatever in our lives. It's gone. It's water under the bridge, as we like to say. Forget it and move on. That was the first part of Paul's formula. The second part of Paul's formula was to focus on the future. As we continue in 2019, we need to keep the goal in mind. I would like to think that all of us here tonight came tonight because of the goal that we have to be with God. We have a desire to live with Him someday on high. We have a desire to live for Him while we are here in this life. And we must continue in that effort, not only through the rest of 2019, but through the rest of our lives as well. You know, as I said at the beginning, we're still here. Our life is not over. We still have much to do. We have to continue making our plans in life. You know, we still need to set goals. Personally, we need to bring ourselves closer to God. And this is done, of course, through Bible study, through prayer, and through worship. As a church, we need to continue in the things that we do here as a congregation, looking for opportunities to teach God's Word to the lost, continuing in our program of work, finding ways to work for the Lord in our lives. And whether it be through evangelism or through personal work or through benevolence or whatever tools that we have, we need to use these tools for the glory of God. You know, Jesus, every step He took on this earth was to bring glory to His Father. And He taught us to do the very same thing. So we need to be focused on spiritual things. We need to be pressing toward the same goal that Paul pressed for, as we read here in this text. And that goal, of course, was heaven. So I suggest to you tonight, my friends, that we need to forget that which is behind us and press on to those things which are ahead. I ask you tonight, are you ready to forget the past? Are you ready to let it go? Let your failures go? Let your accomplishments go? Because they can't be redone. They can't be undone. But simply move forward. It may be that as a Christian, you see changes that you need to make in your life that will help you let go of the past and that will help you to move forward as a child of God. If you need to do that, we want to help you do that tonight. It may be tonight that you are not a Christian. You need to start in your journey. You need to start pressing forward. And again, it involves letting go. You have to let go of that former life. You have to repent of that former life. You have to confess Jesus as your goal, the Son of God, and move forward in obedience and baptism for the remission of your sins. And then you can move forward as a child of God, as Paul did and gave us the example to do. So forget the past and focus on the future. I hope you're ready to do that. Tonight, if you need to respond, please come while we stand and sing.